So easy in the end, wasn't it? Bridges pulled out. No vote required. National move forward with Christopher Luxon and Nicola Willis. So what's the plan? Chris Luxon's with us. Good morning.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Very well indeed. Did you write your speech?
Yes, I did.
All by yourself?
I've got some great 22-year-old friends here that actually have been helping me a little bit, but I always write my own stuff.
It was a very good speech. Were you the head of Air New Zealand when Obama came to the country?
Yes, I was, actually.
Right.
Yeah, and I actually went and spent a bit of time with him, actually. It was great.
Good. I was there on that night. Yeah. I thought you were too woke. Are you too woke?
No. I wouldn't describe myself as woke. What I'm about is sort of making sure we actually get things back on track in this country. I mean, I actually think we're actually on a path to mediocrity, if I'm really honest with you. I think we're drifting. I think we're playing a pretty small game, and I think we're pretty fearful and unconfident. And we've really got to unleash and get back to what we used to do, which was go out into the world really confident, making things happen and getting things done. And to be honest, the reason I sort of came into this role was because, and why I came to politics is because, you know, New Zealand's got some big challenges ahead of it, but it's got massive opportunities ahead of it too. And you've either got to go to work and fix those things and make it happen, or just keep talking about it.
All right, so let's talk about some direction. Northland Iwi are currently threatening to cut off Kerikeri and Paihia for summer. Acceptable or not?
It's nuts. It's really not acceptable because you've got sort of a border that's being released and you can't get up to the Bay of Islands. And then you've got tourism and hospitality businesses up there that have done everything right. They're probably, I saw some articles, are very safe and make sure everyone's in good shape. And we need that to be resolved. You can't have that situation for summer. But it's sort of symptomatic of what's going on. Everything's sort of dreamt up on the fly and it's not really properly organised. That's got to be utterly resolved.
Is Andrew Costa tough enough on gangs and gang violence or not?
Well, we've got a big problem with that because I don't know if you remember, but we didn't used to have a gun violence crime every week in the newspapers here in New Zealand. And actually, we are. I think New Zealanders are not just accepting it, they are actually quite worried about it. We need to give police more access to firearms. We need to see the armed response teams more across the country and rolled out nationally. And then as to general arming, that's a conversation that New Zealand should start to have.
Do you favour it personally?
I'm open to that because I fundamentally, having lived overseas and, what we've seen in the last, I reckon, 2 years, we've seen sort of the importation of what I saw overseas, which is just, gangs, there's two or three, gun events every single week. And the key thing is the police need access to firearms.
Three Waters, repealed or not?
Totally repeal and replace. It's nuts to take local assets owned by local people and ratepayers and put them into four mega entities. It's confused as to how the ownership and governance all works. And it's really, it's just the government's drive for centralisation and control.
Hey, Puapua, dangerous or not?
Well, we want to be one united country and we don't want to go down a divisive separatist route. We believe we have one country, one rule, one law. We can target people on the basis of need, not ethnicity, and our systems can be flexible to do that. New Zealanders just want to, we all want to be, we've seen the division in other countries that's emerged in recent times, and it's important we stay one people.
Is emergency housing in its queue out of control or not?
Yeah, totally out of control. We've got 4,000 families in emergency housing today. We've had a fourfold increase on people on the state housing list. You mentioned the increases in property prices. Rents are up 30%. Housing is a big problem. And part of it is all about, consenting and unlocking land for expansion. It's crazy that we've got a country the size of Japan and England and we have house prices more expensive, and they've got bigger populations and the same land mass.
But you would still stand behind the Labor National deal on access to land that they cut the other day?
Well, that was about intensification. And what was interesting there, Mike, was we made an arrangement in good faith, but we've now opened it up to select committee. We've had experts, we've had local government, we've had citizens come in. There's two big issues there. One is really design standards around housing, and that's height to ratio boundaries and stuff on your section and your borders. And the second issue is actually giving local government some flexibility and discretion. So we're going to propose some amendments to that bill and then discuss that with the government and take it from there.
The Reserve Bank still independent or not?
It needs to be independent.
Is it?
I'm not 100% sure. There's been mission creep there is probably the best way I could describe it.
Have they overcooked the economy?
I don't think they are. I think what's happening is every time Grant Robertson stands up and says, you know, unemployment's low and we're growing quite fast and all that stuff. That's just he's focusing on macroeconomics. I can tell you, having spoken to, I think, 25 hospitality businesses a couple of weekends ago in Auckland, yeah, they're doing it tough. There's many more to go to the wall in February just because we've got this Mickey Mouse, red light system, or traffic light system, as they call it. Yeah, I mean, the economy isn't felt. Macroeconomics is interesting at the top level cover, but fundamentally it's about what's happening on the ground. And to be honest, government's anti-business, not pro-trade. Small business people not seizing opportunities, not taking export customers because they can't guarantee that they've got certainty, can't get their product through the ports. There's a whole bunch of challenges. No incentive for people to expand their businesses, which is actually what drives employment and economic wealth.
If you were Prime Minister this morning, would you still be using MIQ given Omicron?
I would be, but I'll tell you what we would be doing immediately, and what is absolutely crazy is, we've got 4,000 hotel rooms in MIQ. There's 35 people with COVID there today, and most of them are double vaccinated Kiwis returning home. And for some weird reason, that's good for them to come home on January the 15th, but they can't come home December 15th. So why is that happening? There's a heap wrong at the moment on the COVID management. It's all too late. It's always afterthought. It's always on the fly. I've got a daughter who got part of her vaccination in Australia, and vaccination passes are coming in on Friday in Auckland, in theory, in a red zone, which is, I don't know why that is, and she won't be able to go out. And there's thousands of Kiwis in that situation because they can't get qualified for the vaccine passport. So it is execution and detail sort of matters. You can talk about it at high levels, but you do actually have to say, why hasn't someone been calling someone up every day at 4 p.m. to say, why haven't we got more ICU beds in place? New South Wales doubled it, then they doubled it again. We've got less ICU beds than we had 12, 15 months ago.
Is the Tasman open if you were Prime Minister this morning?
Yeah, because I think there's quite low risk. And again, we can open things up with low risk, medium risk, high risk places. If you've got double vax and you're returning Kiwi and you've got a negative test, we should be good to go, not plonking in a hotel room for 7 days. Meanwhile, we've got, 2,000, I think, New Zealanders with COVID and, isolating at home. There's just inconsistency all the time in the logic of what's happening here.
The media did Collins in. What prevents them doing you in?
That'll happen. It's the cycle. But actually, to be honest, the biggest problem, let's be really honest about it, was we made ourselves the story in the news. And so everyone, the story was a reality show of, the National Party at each other's throats rather than actually this is a hopeless government.
We'll talk again. Appreciate your time very much, Christopher Luxon, the new National Party leader.